coming up on episode number 284, a tribute to the godfather of soul, also known as the hardest working man in show business and Mr. Dynamite, of course. I'm talking about James Brown, who passed away at the end of last year, December 25th, 2006, in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the James Brown cover story tonight on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is January 16th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating the music of Mr. James Brown, who was born back in 1933, May 3rd, in Barnwell, South Carolina. To call him a soul legend, I don't even think does him justice, because the guy was so instrumental in the creation of funk. Tonight you're going to hear covers that I think keep that funk alive. They don't. It's hard to cover a James Brown song and not keep it as funky as the original. You're going to hear covers of James Brown. You're going to hear a James Brown cover later on in the show. But we're going to start off with a group that was really big in the late 80s, early 90s. Cult of Personality, probably their biggest hit. Glamour Boys, Letter to a Landlord. This is Living Color with their cover of Talking Loud and Saying Nothing.
Just talking loud.
Otis Redding there covering James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. James Brown recorded that in 1965 after a year off or a year hiatus after disagreements with his recording company. Otis Redding covered it 3 years later at the Whiskey Go-Go. And definitely true to the original, very close to the original, but still has the unmistakable voice of Otis Redding. Before that, you heard Living Color with Talking Loud and Saying Nothing. Comes from an EP called Biscuits, which they released in 1991. And the song was written in 1970 and was reported to be about the world of politics, the whole Talking Loud and Saying Nothing, specifically Richard Nixon. So interesting stuff there about that track. Moving on to The Who's first album, My Generation, The Who Sings My Generation. Fantastic track here covered by The Who. It's a song called Please, Please, Please. Listen to Roger Daltrey's voice on this one. It's very different. Here's The Who with Please, Please, Please.
Baby, you know, baby, I love you.
musician and producer extraordinaire Quincy Jones there with his cover, his instrumental cover, which still has as much funk as it does when it has vocals, of James Brown's I Got You, I Feel Good, a song that almost was lost in that same legal wrangling that Papa's Got a Brand New Bag fell into. Basically, James Brown was contractually obligated to King Records, and he tried to move over to Mercury during that time, and King said, no, hold it, we've still got a few of your songs here, still have a few, still need a few of your songs, I should say, and he went and recorded them, tried to record them for another label, and nope, King wouldn't have it. Before that, you heard the very first single, the cover of the very first single that James Brown released back when he was with the Flaming James Brown and the Famous Flames. Please, 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 a cover there from The Who, from their first album, My Generation. The Who sings My Generation. All right, time for a couple more. I promised you a James Brown cover, covering Hoagie Carmichael here with a song that was made famous by the great Ray Charles. It's Georgia On My Mind, performed here by, well, I'll tell you who it's performed. I'll let them introduce who it's performed by.
Number one soul brother, Mr. James Brown.
Yeah.
Georgia, no, 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 peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, maybe it's because I'm from Augusta, Georgia. A song of you comes so sweet and clear, like the moonlight through the pines. Oh, now her arms will reach out to me, and her eyes will smile tenderly. Still and peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Sing the song. As arms will reach out to me, help the soul. And other eyes will smile tenderly. Still and peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Oh. just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia, my hometown, on my mind. Oh, Georgia. We'll be right back.
It's a man's world. Performed there by Concrete Blonde, of course, a final cover of James Brown Tonight. It was actually a song that was written by Betty Newsome, something that she'd gotten from her biblical studies and her own romantic relationships, including one with James Brown. Evolved it into the song that we all know and that Concrete Blonde covered right there on their 1992 release, Walking in London. Before that, you heard Georgia on My Mind, originally by Hoagie Carmichael, probably made most famous by Ray Charles, and covered there on the Ballads release by James Brown. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's kind of impromptu James Brown cover story. It was actually great because I did finally get to use my favorite James Brown cover, which is that that Concrete Blonde one there. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it easily, very easily. You can either email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Coming up Thursday, not exactly sure what it's going to be, but it'll be a theme show of some sort. Stay tuned for that. Coverville Idol, got a bunch of entries in. Again, if you have a last-minute entry you need to get in, just shoot me an email. Let me know that that to expect it. Otherwise, I'm going to start putting that show together probably for next week. I'm heading out to Las Vegas at the end of next week, so I want to try and get Coverville Idol going before then so that we can do the whole voting thing while I'm away from the show. Yes, I know I'm taking another break. This one is planned vacation / work trip. All right, that is going to do it for tonight. We'll be back on Thursday night with another Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. And Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly, CacheFly.com.